Kamesh! Happy Sunday!
Happy Sunday! Here we are, two weeks.
Iggy's Cafe.
That's right. 2 weeks before opening day, Lou. 2 weeks. Where does the time go in this year of 2020?
I don't know. It's going to be easy picks this year. Easy picks.
Well, until opening day, September 13th, nobody will know who the Bears' starting quarterback is. Matt Nagy, in one of his long, rambling speeches, said Saturday that the team will not publicly announce its starting quarterback before the season opener. Lou, when he emerges from the tunnel, that's the starting quarterback. Your prediction for that day?
I don't know. Is it? Yes! That's Falco! Falco's walking onto the field! Oh my!
Yeah, who is the backup to the backups? I don't know. So here are the big stories of the week. Lou, veteran Jimmy Graham and rookie Cole Schmidt have been outstanding at tight end. And that looks like they've taken care of that position.
Very good.
And no one will be able to throw to them.
Correct.
The new offensive line coach, Juan Castillo, Lou, is outstanding, apparently.
All right, Juan, way to go.
He's going to fix their ills there. So finally.
I hope they're deep.
And finally, the running back, David Montgomery, goes down with a groin injury.
Oh.
So who knows the complexity of it in a couple of weeks. We've got...
They're still going to go through with this charade.
This charade, Lou.
Charade. They're going through with this. I can't believe it. All right.
Wait. 2 weeks is a long time in 2020 terms, Lou.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All
Who
right.
knows? Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the pick-ems.
So we've got a bunch of scheduling stuff going on. We're going to do, of course, our annual picks for the Chicago Football Bears. And Lou, we're going to have a one-minute film contest. We had that earlier in the year, and several of the Lou Sunday Pickers entered, including Chris Botherington.
Ah! Chris, out in Reno. Hello!
There you go, Lou. Shout-out to Mr. B out in the biggest little city in the world. That's right. So, Lou, I don't have any Twitter stuff this week, so we'll go to our power rankings. Do you have anything to discuss, Lou?
Well, I'd like to continue on with this NFL stuff.
Yes. So we've got our rankings every year, of course.
Right.
Is it a 16-game season? I don't even know.
I mean, come on, really. I mean...
Seems like that NFL testing facility for COVID has been a little awry there, Lou.
Doesn't each team have their own testing facility?
I think it's done in a central location.
All the frickin' money. You'd think each team would have their own little Abbott Labs. But
I think they have their own Costello, Abbott and Costello Labs.
Anyway, yeah. Well, let's look forward to
You know that one of my Facebook friends is Lou Costello's daughter, Chris Costello.
Of Abbott and Lou Costello?
Of Abbott and Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. She has written a book. She always answers questions from people who wonder about their comedy duels. That's one of those show business acts that's fading into the ether, I think. Does anybody know Jack Benny anymore, Lou?
I think you could still catch him on WeTV.
Yeah?
Yeah. For those of you that are up now at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, so I've heard.
Lou's a big fan of MeTV at 3 in the morning. You like Gunsmoke, Lou?
Seen them all. It's like Chicago PD. Seen them all.
So when you were a kid, who controlled the TV in your house?
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite was on all the time.
No.
But what did your old man like when he, what did he like to watch?
Out of three. You know what? We really weren't a television. I could remember maybe hitting the family room around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and falling asleep on the floor. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the households that I knew,
Man from Uncle was
they like FBI and Gunsmoke and all those Western shows. My old man liked the comedy. We watched the comedy.
He was in Stitches overall in the family. I tell you, when that came out,
that was
in retrospect, I'm a little surprised, but he was.
Well, that was a real cultural phenomenon. That was a must-see TV in our house as well.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, back when I knew the Giants quarterback.
Danny Dimes. Power rankings of the week, Lou. We're going to rank the house pets this week, Lou.
What?
The house pets. Cat, dog, hamster, parakeet or other bird, and rabbit. Number five, Lou, would be...
Rabbit.
You don't feel the rabbit's a household pet?
No.
All right. Number four, then.
What do you
had?
You had cat,
cat,
dog, a mouse?
No, cat, dog, hamster, parrot.
Hamster, yeah. Put those,
hamster,
put
number
those
four.
Down there too.
So you don't think those are lower end house pets?
They don't do anything.
So you got dog, cat, and hamster, or excuse me, parakeet left.
Parakeet. It's always cool seeing a parakeet, especially one that isn't caged. When I walked in.
I know some friends who don't keep their birds caged.
Yeah. How do they keep them from flying in the window, so that I don't
know. I don't know.
But
I think maybe they clip their wings, Lou.
Yeah. I gotta throw the birds in there.
Alright. So between cat and dog, what is Lou? A cat or a dog, man?
I'm going tie.
A tie! Bullshit! What was your last...
I'm jumping into that arena.
What was your last cat? When was your last cat? Or do you have one now?
Currently have two.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yes.
And what are their names?
Buddy and Sally.
Buddy and Sally, of course!
Yeah. They showed up.
How old are they?
Good question.
Okay.
Very good question.
They showed up one day at your door or what?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Dee Dee and Doodle.
How'd they get past the doorman, Lou?
In a little carrier. They weren't on alert. And they've been with us for about 6 months.
Oh my gosh, so this is recent.
7 months, yeah.
So you were revealing your private life now, Lou.
Yeah.
Your last dog was?
Oh, I was a kid.
Okay, and what was that dog's name, Buddy?
No, Piva.
Piva?
Yeah.
P-I-V-A?
Okay.
Where'd that come from?
The lips of my mouth.
All right, Lou, you had a list back then. Great. Your question of the week, what is the most outstanding thing the NFL has done in the lead up to this season?
They haven't canceled the season.
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that. Next week, coming up, the 1 Minute Film Festival and the predictions. It's going to be a busy 2 weeks, Lou. Ooh. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's He TV. When we want to see he on TV, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou is he.